Genesis 41. Now, we left off with Joseph in prison unfairly, and then the butler, the man who gave the wine to Pharaoh, and the baker were put in prison. And they had dreams, and Joseph said, oh, dreams belong to God. And he gave them the right interpretation. And poor Joseph would have thought, well, I had dreams that one day my brothers would all bow down to me, but they don't seem to be coming true. But that doesn't mean that, because it's not coming true for me at the moment, that God doesn't answer dreams, and God doesn't fulfill his dreams. And so now he's going to have another opportunity to interpret dreams. So there he is in prison, and the chief cupbearer, the butler, doesn't remember Joseph, but forgot him. And we talked about how ungrateful human beings can be, that we can be so ungrateful of what God has done for us and what others have done for us. It happened at the end of 2 full years, and I think it says full years because poor Joseph would have counted every day, that Pharaoh dreamed, and he stood by the river, and there came up out of the river 7 cattle, very nice and fat ones, and they fed in the marsh grass. And then 7 other cattle came up after them out of the river, ugly and thin, and stood by the other cattle on the edge of the river. The ugly and thin cattle ate up the 7 fat cattle, and Pharaoh woke up. He slept and dreamed a second time, and behold, 7 heads of grain came up on 1 stalk, healthy and good. And then 7 heads of grain, thin and blasted with the east wind, sprung up after them. The thin heads of grain swallowed up the 7 healthy and full ears. Pharaoh awoke, and it was a dream. And in the morning, spirit was troubled. It means his mind was troubled, and that's how often the word spirit is used in the Bible. And he called for all of Egypt's magicians and wise men, and Pharaoh told them his dreams, but nobody could interpret them to Pharaoh. Then the chief cupbearer spoke to Pharaoh, saying, I remember my sins today. What he means is, my sin was forgetting to talk to you about this man Joseph, who can interpret dreams, who's in the prison. So his sin was a sin of omission. In other words, we might think at the end of the day, well, I didn't do anything wrong today, I didn't do anything naughty. I didn't steal, I didn't hit anyone, I was a good person today. But actually, you can sin by not doing what you should do. If you walked past the old lady who slipped over on the ice, if you walked past the person, the little boy who was clearly in need because he'd lost his mummy, well, that's a sin. Even though you might say, well, I didn't do anything wrong. And so, after 2 full years of not speaking up for Joseph, he says to Pharaoh, I remember my sins today. Pharaoh was angry with his servants and put me in prison, me and the chief baker. We dreamed a dream in one night, and each man got the interpretation of his dream. There was with us there a young man, a Hebrew, and we told him, and he interpreted to us our dreams. Each man got according to his dream's interpretation. I was restored to my office, and he was hung. So Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him to the dungeon. He shaved himself, changed his clothes, and came to Pharaoh. Pharaoh said to Joseph, I've dreamed a dream, and no one can interpret it. I've heard that you can interpret dreams. Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it isn't in me, but God will give Pharaoh an answer of peace. So Pharaoh told Joseph his dreams, and how the 7 fat cows had been eaten by 7 thin cows, and the 7 ugly thin ears of corn had eaten up the 7 fat ones. And Joseph said to Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. What God is about to do, he has declared. The 7 good cattle are 7 years. The 7 good heads of grain are 7 years. The dream is all the same. It's one. The 7 thin and ugly cattle that came up after them are also 7 years. And the 7 empty heads of grain blasted with the east will be 7 years of famine. This is the thing which God is about to do, and he's shown it to you, Pharaoh. There will come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt, and then there will come 7 years of famine, and all the plenty will be forgotten in the land of Egypt. The famine will consume the land, and the plenty will not be known in the land by reason of the famine which follows. It will be very bad. And the dream was repeated twice to Pharaoh, because the thing is established by God, and God will make it happen. So let Pharaoh look for a wise man and put him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint overseers over the land to take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt's produce in the 7 good years. Let them gather all the food of those good years that come, and store up grain under Pharaoh's control in the sea. And that food will be a store against the 7 years of famine which will be in the land of Egypt, so that the land doesn't perish through the famine. Now I think that Joseph really believed that his dreams were going to come true, and one day his brothers would bow down to him. And so I think that he thought, wow, this is it. Maybe I could be that man. So he had the ambition as someone who was just a moment before in a prison, in the prison cell. It says they hurt his feet, the psalm says, with fetters of iron.
What does fetters of iron mean?
Well, fetters are like the shackles that they put around prisoners in those days, and they were made of iron so he couldn't escape. And suddenly, he shaves, changes his clothes, and is standing before Pharaoh. And he has the ambition to think that I could be the ruler of Egypt, at least looking after all the grain, so that my brothers will come to me and I can save them. The thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, and he said to his servants, "Can we find such a one as this, a man in whom is the Spirit of God?" Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Because God has shown you all of this, there is nobody as wise as you. You will be over my house, and according to your word will all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than you." Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Behold, I have set you over all Egypt." Pharaoh took off his signet ring from his hand and put it on Joseph's hand, and arrayed him in robes of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck. Then he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, "Tender father." He set him over all the land of Egypt. Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I am Pharaoh, and without you shall no man lift up his hand or his foot in all Egypt." Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath-Paneah, which means the Saviour of the world. And he gave him Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar, a priest of On, as a wife. Joseph went out over all the land of Egypt. He was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh, went throughout all Egypt. In the 7 plenteous years, the earth produced abundantly, and Joseph gathered up all the food of the 7 years and laid up the food in cities. The food of the field which was around every city he laid up in the cities. The grain was like the sand of the sea until he stopped counting. And to Joseph were born 2 sons before the years of famine came. Joseph called the name of his firstborn Manasseh, for he said, "God has made me forget all my toil and all my father's house." So sometimes you wonder how ever you can forget bad things that people have done to you. But God can help you. And so this is what God did. He made Joseph forget all the pain that his brothers had done to him. The name of the second he called Ephraim, for God has made me fruitful in the land of my affliction. So he didn't think, oh, I'm having a great grand life here in Egypt, which was like the most developed country of the world, probably at that time. He was one of the most powerful people on the whole planet. He was second in command of probably the world's most advanced and powerful nation. But he says, it's the land of my affliction. He wasn't happy there, and even when he comes to die, he says, don't bury me here. Bury me back in the land of Canaan, the land of Israel. The 7 years of plenty in the land of Egypt came to an end, and the 7 years of famine began to come, just as Joseph had said. There was famine in all lands, but in all the land of Egypt there was bread. When all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. Pharaoh said to the Egyptians, "Go to Joseph, what he says to you, do." The famine was over all the surface of the earth. Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold to the Egyptians. The famine was severe in the land of Egypt. All that includes Canaan, where Jacob and Joseph's brothers lived. All countries came into Egypt to Joseph to buy grain, because the famine was severe in all the earth. And in the next chapter, we're going to see how, of course, Joseph's brothers come to bow down to Joseph for corn.